The state income tax accounted for the biggest portion of the decrease in sheer dollars, while as a percentage, it was corporate income tax collections that led the decline. The drop in revenue collection was not enough to send the state's budget into shortfall immediately, but assuming no other changes, Legislative Fiscal Bureau Director Bob Lang says it would create an estimated $115 million shortfall at the end of this fiscal year. Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance Director Todd Berry says multiple factors could be driving the drop in tax collections.
There's the possibility in here that the numbers are off because of the economy. There's also the possibility that we just can't guess as well as we'd like.
Whatever the cause, Berry says the legislature and the governor set themselves up for this when they crafted a budget with a relatively small ending balance.
It's the same old story as it's been forever, and that is, governors and legislators can't predict with absolute precision. They always cut things too close in terms of tax cuts and spending. And so if you have any kind of little surprise, it's going to be a big surprise simply because you cut things way too close.
Berry says the shortfall going forward could actually get bigger if the economy continues to grow at its current pace. The Department of Revenue will release more detailed numbers in October. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.